Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon. You're listening to PWN Radio, Women in the Morning, broadcasting woman-owned radio show 7 days a week, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. I'm your host, Francielle Daly, and you're listening to Mommy Mondays on Full Time Mom Radio. Thank you so much for listening, either if you're listening to us on demand or if you're listening to us live. If you are listening to us live, please join in on the conversation. Give us a call. Ask your questions, because really that's where it's at. I mean, this is all for you guys, for you moms. So the number is 602-753-1726. Again, the number is 602-753-1726. So I hope everybody's having a fabulous Monday morning. Here's a little bit afternoonish, but whatever you guys are up to, I hope everybody's having a wonderful, wonderful day. I am just logging in. I just got booted out, so give me 1 second so I can get up and running for you guys, because I have a very, very special guest today. I'm so excited to be interviewing her. I've met her in the past, and she is so amazing. She's so humble, and she's so great. But before I put her on, and I just hope if anybody's kids start school, or if you have little ones and you're trying to figure out what's going on for the rest of the week, we had a really, 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 really great, managing your time, putting the schedule together. And if you go to fulltimemom.org/mommy/blogs, or if you go to fulltimemom.org and click mommy blogs. I am lost for words right now. I don't know what that little thing is that you put in the middle. Anyways, you click onto that, you will see a, just managing your time under there. I think that's really, really great for right now, because I've been noticing that when I don't put my schedule together, my mornings are just so crazy. So I can imagine if, you know, you just had a little one, and you have a toddler, and you may have other ones that are going to school, or you have to go to work, and you have to manage just everybody's well-being, and then getting them ready for the babysitter, or whatever it is, right? That recording, that podcast is phenomenal. So definitely look back at that. And just please read it away and listen away. You can listen to it as many times as you need. And that's really, you know, what these podcasts are here for. So as I'm logging in, because I'm having technical difficulties in this amazing technical world, all right, let me get in. So today is my husband's birthday, so I just want to wish Brian Daly a happy, happy, happy birthday. I am so blessed and so grateful that he is my husband, and not only my husband, my partner, my best friend, and all of that good stuff. 3 years, it's been already, you know, that we've been celebrating, you know, birthdays and just so much fun things. So I just want to wish him a happy birthday, and I love you so much. So hope you are having a wonderful day so far, and I will see you soon. So I think I'm in. Yes, I am in. So what I'm going to do is introduce our guest. Everything closed on me, so as you can see, I really don't have my thing together right now, and I usually do, so bear with me, you guys. This is really not, it doesn't look like I'm prepared, and everything closed on me, so I'm very, very sorry. So our amazing guest is Amy Riley of Loving the Pregnant You. She's an author. And let me tell you, this book is phenomenal in terms of just what's in it. She's explained it, and I have not read it yet, and I will, simply because I just announced, if you do see on my blog, so I am now announcing that I am 21 weeks pregnant, and we're having a baby girl, and we're super excited. So it's really great that I met Amy, but also that she's such the source of really creating pregnancy that you, like, uniquely want and fits, right? So she's an author, she's a pregnancy coach, and a mom. She's been a leadership and life coach for 20 years, and she enjoys applying her personal development and coaching background to pregnancy to support expectant moms to discover how to be the best, be their best pregnant selves. Her book, Loving the Pregnant You, shares real stories from real women to provide readers with ideas and inspiration for their own pregnancies. Loving the Pregnant You provides pregnancy coaching and other services to help you discover and make the choices that best work for you. So no matter what happens on a given day, you can love the pregnant you. And I think that's so great, and that's so true, because everybody kind of has this way of being and this way of saying, oh, you should do this. And it's like, no. I think another thing that's really great is creating a life your way. She's just such an advocate for that. So I'm going to chime her in. Are you there, Amy?
I'm here.
Hey, thank you so much for being with us. I'm so excited for all of the fun and just the fun you to be on our show today.
Thank you, Mantelli. I'm glad to be here. I'm sorry you're having technical difficulties because I do know that you are well prepared for this. You prepared me well for this. And then when our technology fails us in the moment, it's frustrating.
I know.
I'm glad to be here.
Thank you so much. So I was just reading a little bit about you. Please tell us more. Just who you are. I know you're a mom. How many kids you have? Just you're an amazing person. So please share.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm happy to. I am a mom and an author as of last year. Let me start first with mom. I have a daughter and a son. My daughter is 7 and my son is 5. And I'm enjoying motherhood more than I ever thought that I could. I think I was one of those people that had I call it a healthy fear, a healthy concern about stepping into that kind of responsibility. And I don't ever take it lightly. And now I'm learning that we learn as much from them as they do from us, if not more. And it's just an interesting journey, and one I wouldn't trade in for anything.
It truly, sometimes we have our moments, but then that's the other times it's like, oh, that's the reason why I'm a mom. Okay, I got it. For any of the listeners, I get sometimes it can be so frustrating. You're like, what in the world is going on? And I totally, like, we get it, right? And just get that you're not alone, that I think we're all going through the same feeling, regardless if it's a different situation or a different circumstance or just whatever it is, right? Just really get, it's okay. Like, you are not alone. And I think that's why it's so great that there's Loving the Pregnant You and Full Time Mom and just these different organizations so that we can tap into and just really get, like, it does take a village to raise a child, right? Where can I go to?
Yeah.
So I think what you're doing is so great. So thank you.
Thank you. I was just thinking the same thing, Franciele, that, you know, you're messaging about not being alone, that you can get support out there in many different shapes and formats, from a variety of people and sources is a great, great message. I think it's so easy to fall into this mode of being super mom and feeling like we've got to handle it all. And even though our experiences are really unique, which is some of the messaging of loving the pregnant you, you know, find your own way to do this. Find your unique and most enjoyable path along this journey, and know that you can reach out, and you can reach out beyond your family, beyond immediate friends in the neighbor next door. You know, full-time mom is showing us that you can create this large, diverse village. And let everybody do what they do best, and don't feel like you have to know it all.
Yeah, exactly. Well, tell us a little bit about your book. I know you worked really hard on it, and it's just phenomenal to hear that there's so many various stories. Like, just your journey is pretty amazing, just how you came about with that.
Yeah. So, if you'll indulge me, I'll go back and share a little bit of my personal story, because that shares some of the impetus of the book. Before we got pregnant with our daughter, we were struggling about when to have kids, a little bit of if we were going to have kids. And part of what was standing in my way, I kind of sheepishly admit at this point, yet it was very, very real for me and all-consuming at times for me back then, I was cynical about pregnancy. It did not look like a good deal. You get big, your ankles swell, there's special diseases that you can get. I'm not a very steady eddy person emotionally. I ride some waves, and I thought, oh, I'll add hormones into that mix, and I don't want to be a crazy pregnant lady. And so there I was, a leadership and life coach who was telling people, leverage your strengths, find your way to do it, embrace the messiness. And I really got that I was not practicing any of what I was preaching, if you will, in that work that I was doing. So I said, all right, I'm not just going to get through a couple years of my life. And if I keep the perspective I have now, that's what I'm going to be doing. So I need to make a shift. So I got myself a coach who was also a mom and who was also an independent business owner, like I was, and I said, all right, let's look at these disempowering perspectives that I have and look at how I can shift them. And I did. I enjoyed that work. I knew it was possible. I had seen people in other realms of life make 180-degree shifts in their mindset. And I knew it was possible. I wasn't sure how, and I just kept picking away at it. And I ended up loving being pregnant. And I know some of that was generated from the shifts that I was making in my mind and my heart. And then I also believe that some of that was attributed to some great circumstances that I had physically and in my life. And after I made that shift, someone told me, you should write a book. And I thought, that's an intriguing idea, but that doesn't work, because that's actually my point. I was surrounded by moms who were doing a great job back when I was being cynical, yet they weren't doing it the way that I would necessarily do it. I wasn't uniquely finding, some of the aspects that I would step into. So I thought, who cares what I did? I didn't, that might not work for the next person. But the idea of writing the book, Fancelli, wouldn't go away. So I just sat on it. It was hard for me to do that because I like to make a decision and move on. But I didn't make a decision and finally had the idea. Interview lots of women about their experiences and what choices they made and how they overcame challenging circumstances during pregnancy, and share that. And then a reader can look and see what resonates with them and decide for themselves. So that's basically the structure of the book. I tee up a topic. I share a few stories from women who handled that aspect of pregnancy differently, sometimes very differently. And then I have check-ins in the book that ask the reader, basically, what resonates for you? How do you want to approach this aspect of pregnancy? And then I thought, okay, that's a book that can be of value and be in alignment with what I thought I was learning through my journey.
It's so great, like, just hearing about it. And I know that I need to get going and reading that.
I trust perfect timing. I trust perfect timing.
Yes, exactly. No, it mm-hmm. sounds... I think it's really important that you have the variety of stories versus just, you know, I think sometimes you focus so much on one topic. And in this case, it's not even one topic. It's just so many different stories of different mm-hmm. variety of, not situations, but just different stories of journeys, right? So I think that's mm-hmm. really important because it's like, oh, wow, like you can relate to one story and then you read another story and then you could relate to it as well. So it's just, you could take the little bits and pieces of it and then put it into your life and you're like, oh, well, this one and this mom felt the same way as me or went through the same thing as me. And it's like, wow, okay, I get that I'm not doing this by myself. I'm, you know, there's actually people out there that are kind of going through the same thing. So I think that's really, really important. And I'm sure that's been some of the feedback that you've received. And, you know, I could just imagine. So.
Yes, yes, exactly. And there are different, you said pieces, and that's exactly right. There's different pieces of the book that call to different people and different kinds of women or different kinds of circumstances that they really resonate with. And I say right in the introduction, this is not a book that you need to read from page 1 to page 300 and something. It's 308 pages. I can't believe I ended up writing that much. But, you know, you do not have to read this book linearly. Jump around, you know, find what resonates for you. There's a whole chapter about loving how you look. Hey, if you're already loving how you look and it's feeling good and you don't want to start, you know, getting concerned about, you know, every pound you gain, you might skip that chapter. Don't read it. And it certainly is, I straight out advise readers, again, in the introduction, that if you start reading something and you start getting concerned about something that you weren't concerned about before, or there's a section where you're just, you know, scratching your brow and thinking, this isn't resonating for me, great. Now that's just giving you more clarity about what does and does not resonate for you and what is and isn't going to work best for you. So, you know, take what resonates, leave the rest. I like to say it's a nice way to get all this advice from all these women that you don't know and be able to mm-hmm. get in, you know, without feeling like you're bombarded by advice, right? You don't know them.
Right.
They're not seeing you read the pages. If it sounds like a bunch of bunk to you, then don't do it. And
right.
then, you know,
right.
take on what does sound great and really relieving and or inspiring. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I know as a pregnancy coach, you've probably coached so many different situations and topics and categories. What would be like three topics that have come up very often, and what advice could you give about those three topics? I mean, you could pretty much pick anything that you've coached on, and then just briefly, like, what is your advice on that?
The first thing that came to mind when you started asking this, Nancy, was, it really boils down to someone wanting permission to do something. And two specific circumstances come to mind. You know, like they're feeling like they should do A, but they really want to do B. I know that doesn't really fit into a topic. For example, one woman I talked to, she was pregnant with her second, and she had a natural drug-free birth with her first child. And she was really proud of herself, and it was more painful than she wanted it to be. And she was considering having an epidural with her second. And she had all these shoulds around it. Like, she really felt like she shouldn't do that. She knew she was capable of doing the other. Why would she back down, wimp out, or do something different? And we had conversations around, just because you make one choice one time doesn't, and you do another choice another time, it doesn't make one of those two choices wrong.
Amy?
You may choose to do different things along your journey. You know, and this doesn't just relate to epidurals, right? It relates to so many things.
You know, Amy, I'm so sorry.
Yeah?
I personally got disconnected right now. I'm having, like, tons of technical difficulties right now.
Oh, okay.
So, I am so sorry. I don't know if the,
okay.
If where you started, where if you should A or B, and then it like, disconnect it. So I don't know if that part got recorded or not, and if
okay.
the listeners were able to hear. So if you could just go back, it'd be so great. I'm so sorry.
No problem. Okay, we're back connected now?
Yes, we're back, and it shows that we're on air, so we're good.
Oh, okay, great. Okay. So you had asked me three topics that tend to come up, and I'm not answering very concisely. I'm saying
no.
Thing,
and it doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't have to be precisely, because I get, like, you know, it's so broad. It's so it, you know, so it's like whatever situationals that you've had, right, as a coach, and just
yeah,
you know, like you've had like three major things that have come up with your you know, with your coachees, right? So I know you're
yeah.
going into something, and I definitely want to hear more. So.
Sure. I would say the first, which I'll explain more, is that they actually want to make choice A, but they feel like they should make choice B. And I'll say more about that. A second theme that has come up is how to prepare and being a little bit anxious about birth, the birth process. And then a third one that comes up in the pregnancy coaching is about keeping our identities, not getting lost in mom, or having people view you differently. And, you know, and wanting to be able to keep me and me as mom. So I'd say those are three themes that I hear again and again. And the thing with the A or B, I have conversations with my coaching clients about stripping away the should. You know, if we're doing something that we feel we should do, you know, either because we've been able to do it before, or experts tell us, you know, we should, or we've read some report, or a neighbor who's a mom has gone on and on about it. The thing is, if it doesn't feel like our way, then we feel like we're forcing it. And, yeah, and I really, you know, there's a lot of information and reports out there that are evidence-based, right, and tell us to make certain choices, yet if mom doesn't feel at ease, if mom doesn't feel lit up and empowered by the choice, or at least grounded and at peace with the choice, then Something's not working, and that's an opportunity to continue to look at it. If there's a way you can shift the choice, or if there's a, you know, just a way that you can shift mindset around it.
That's really good.
Yeah. I was just thinking if there was anything else to say about that. And I've, you know, and I've had women go different ways. You know, they're another woman I worked with. She wanted permission to stop breastfeeding. It was time in her heart to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And she was even getting some signs from her son that it was time. Yet she had this arbitrary time in her mind, and felt like she should do it until that time. And really just, you know, needed the permission to say, you know, we're ending our time. And that's sooner than I thought in my mind at one point. But that doesn't mean I'm doing the wrong thing here. And I really, you know, I don't advise my clients one way or another. You know, it's certainly not a mentor relationship. It really more is about coaching and asking those open-ended questions and really peeling away the layers of the onion and the should and all of these things that we are socialized to do and think to really get at what do you truly want to do.
I think that's so good. I think a lot of people, even myself, right, we get kind of stuck in our way of how the world looks at being mom or being pregnant. We forget that we actually have choice in all that we do, you know. And when we don't allow ourselves to freely give that choice to ourselves and say, okay, well, you know, this is happening and this is how the world looks at it. And my gut feeling, my intuition, I think as women and as moms, we get that gut feeling and that intuition. And I think it's so important that we go by that versus what everybody else is saying. So by you saying, you know, are you lit up? Are you empowered by the choice? I think that's really great ways of analyzing it, right? Or, you know, putting it in order, like, okay, you know, is 1, 2, 3 doing it for me, right?
So I think
that's really, really great that you say that, because I think, you know, for the listeners, choice is your choice, not the person telling you what to do. It's your choice. Mm-hmm. You get to say how it goes. So really, like, embrace that and be empowered. Don't let that disempower you, because if it's disempowering you, there's something in the context that you're still not comfortable with. I think that's really huge. And that's one thing I loved about you, Amy, like talking to you, is you really understood choice. And I really, really, like, even the mission and, like, the purpose of what I'm out there to just share my story is, when I didn't understand choice, my life was, like, chaotic. Now that I understand choice, my life actually feels with freedom and ease. So you think it's really good. So that's another reason why I totally wanted you as a guest on Full Time on Radio, because you have aligned values, right? And I think a lot of moms can relate to that, but it may be kind of a paradigm shift for those that are kind of like, what in the world are you guys talking about? So thank you for saying that.
Sure. Well, and you talk about choice really well, Franciele. And yeah, I mean, it's one of the things that I dislike the most seeing is women feeling like they're trapped in their circumstances and that they don't have choice. And I think that's why number two, the fear or anxieties around labor and delivery come up, because you're pregnant, you're on a path to labor and delivery, right? it's happening. And you can feel trapped, like this is coming, and, you know, this unknown, this painful thing might be approaching, and women understandably have anxieties or concerns about that. So I like working with women to reduce those fears. And I say reduce because, you know, the goal isn't necessarily to get rid of all of our concerns and anxieties about things. Our concerns and our anxieties are important information. They're telling us to pay attention to something, that maybe something's not as aligned as it could be. And I really like to just support women to dig in. You know, what specifically is concerning you? And let's just list them out. And then, you know, what are things that you you honestly, you can't do anything about it, right? You just gotta, you gotta trust, pray if that's something that you do, just, you know, send it out to the universe, or just know that, you know, you and your baby are going to work together and handle it the best that you can. That's really, you know, mindset work. There's really nothing to necessarily do about it. And then, you know, where are some things where, you know, you can find evidence that what you're concerned about won't happen? Or what are the things that you can do to set yourself up as powerfully as you can in your mind, in your action, in your circumstances, you know, conversations to have with your care providers? Are there things that you want to have available in your delivery room or wherever you're going to deliver? What delivery looks and feels best? You know, it's not something that others have told you you should do. Just kind of, you know, getting it, pulling everything to the surface and doing what we can about it. It sounds... It's my bias for action, jumping in there. But, you know, I think too often we just have these concerns and we don't want to, we just let them rattle around back there in the background, and then they start to run the show more than we think and more than we would want them to. So I'm about, you know, let's get them up front and let's do what we can and trust that we've done what we can. And move forward from there.
That's really good. I mean, my daughter now is 6, and I had shared earlier that I am 21 weeks pregnant. So
yay,
I am
congratulations.
Having some anxiety. Thank you.
Yes, and a baby sister for your daughter. That's great.
Yes. So anxiety and stress is coming about. I'm even having dreams about labor. So, and because it's been so long, you know, I feel like I'm starting all over again practically. So I can imagine how new moms feel. Like, I really do feel like I'm kind of in the same boat as some new moms, because there's such a big gap. And
really every pregnancy is unique.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I love how you put
you...
it. It's unique. So.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's really great that you do touch on that, because it's you never know what to expect. You know, you think of it, you know, you have a birthing plan. So it's, you know, it looks like this way. And then when you get to the hospital, it may look 360 degrees different. And when you start saying, well, okay, it's okay. Like, you're giving that mindset change already. Like, you're, you know, conditioning and asking, like, those open-end questions, right, when you're coaching your clients. And I think it's really important, because you don't know what to expect, right, and there is going to be anxiety and stress. But how do you deal with that and acknowledge and embrace it versus, okay, I don't want to be stressed. I don't, like, want to have anxiety when necessarily it's simply just a feeling. So that's okay. And how can we embrace it and, like, hug it versus resist it? So that's really good that you share that, because we can't resist what we feel, but we can show, like, we can definitely work through it. And you are definitely the source of, how do I work through this?
Mm-hmm.
Like, crazy, right? So that's really great.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Yeah. And I think doing that, I'll call it work, although some of it doesn't necessarily have to be that hard, but that work of looking at our concerns. And then also there can be really tapping into our big picture goals, right? I mean, some women can say in great detail, here's how I would like my labor and delivery to go, right? You know, for example, someone might say, you know, yes, I want to avoid the drugs if I can. I don't want to have the interventions. I want this. You know, I want to be laboring at home as long as I can, whatever it might be. Others might say, I'm going to get to that hospital and get that epidural as soon as they will let me. I want to get comfortable with that. Whatever it might be, we might have our details. about what that looks like. And then often when I'm working with women, if they have questions or, you know, desires around birth, I'll say, well, in the big picture, you know, what needs to happen? And kind of bringing you up to, okay, yes, if me and Dady come out of this healthy, and then I'm good, right? Like, and also preparing for being in the present moment, because the birth process is a whole heap of unknowns.
Right.
And, yeah, and so how are you going to be with that? How are you going to stay present? Because actually when we're present, everything is okay right here and now. It's when we start jumping to the past. Oh, that, you know, last time it didn't go exactly the way I wanted to. Or you start jumping to the future. Oh, gosh, what if this happens? What if I get tired? What if it's more painful than I think? You know, what if the head gets stuck? You know, there's all kinds of what if. But when you bring yourself back into the present, okay, well, everything's okay, and in the here and now. So talking about, you know, what will help you remember to do that, what will be most important for you to focus on? And it's amazing, the answers for every woman are, for each woman, is distinctly different. And that's part of what makes my work enjoyable.
Yeah, exactly.
And interesting.
Yeah, I can imagine. Definitely.
And then I also have the moms, and I know I was one of these moms, I might continue to be one of these moms, of looking at, how do I stay Amy and be a mom? When we're pregnant, I think especially in that third trimester when we're walking around with our very noticeable belly, it can seem like only certain kinds of images are appropriate. Matronly, nurturing, you know, you picture that woman rubbing her belly and rocking in her rocking chair. And, and for a lot of us, that wasn't our image before we got pregnant. You know, we might be 40, we might be punk, we might be, highly polished professional, whatever it might be. And, I've seen examples of when, you know, society, people start treating you differently, and how we react to that, and not making assumptions about other people's intentions. And then, you know, also finding ways to reconcile me as mommy with me as professional salesperson, or me as runner, or me as whatever else you are, and however else you think about yourself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just talking through how does that all exist in the same space. And again, I feel like I'm repeating myself. The journey and the answers to the questions are different for each person.
Yeah, I think you hit it on point, that it's just different, right?
Yes. Well, and I guess, you know, I said earlier to Kelly that I'm not attached, or I'm not an advocate for different kinds of choices. You know, I honestly don't care if somebody gets birth at home or a midwifery center or a hospital or wherever. I'm not an advocate for certain kinds of choices. I will say that one of the things, and I think this is more general, that I advocate for is for people really to take care of themselves and to continue to do things for themselves, and continue to do those things that make them uniquely themselves, and not to give up those independent activities, if you will. just really making right. sure that we're taking good care of ourselves, because that puts us in the best position to take care of the baby that is literally being nourished by us and
right.
you know, taking care of our families. So, you know, that is something that my clients hear from me at some point or another.
No, it's really good because you said, like, you said stay Amy and be mom. So it's like stay Francielli and be mom. And I think that I'm going to yeah. actually probably put that as the title of the blog, because I think that's so
okay.
good. Yeah, I love it. Like, I, you know, I'm going to definitely use it just as reminders. Like, hey, tell yourself this on a daily basis or whatever is going to make you understand that, yes, you are that child's mom. That doesn't mean you're not also yourself, right? And it's really mm-hmm. important that we don't lose our identity in whatever, what would you call it, like status we become. So like wife or mom or single mom, or, you know, like we don't get so caught up by that status that we forget who we
mm-hmm.
are. And
mm-hmm.
I think that's so good that you really touch on that, because it's so important that we really like embrace, and like I keep saying embracing, because it's so important that we embrace
mm-hmm.
who we are versus, okay, now I'm mom. So, okay, moms are looked at this way. Like you said, super mom or, you know, wonder mom or, you know, really that's not the case. Like we really are not Wonder Woman. And like, really, like, we have to accept that, because when we idealize ourselves like, well, I'm supposed to be super mom, or, you know, I'm pregnant and I, you know, need to be, you know, on it when it comes to nutrition. And it's like, give yourself some grace. Like, things are going to come up.
Mm-hmm.
Life is going to happen. But if you
mm-hmm.
stay in your life and who you are, and then say, okay, and I'm also mom, and I'm also wife, or I, and then it's like, okay, well, then you're not, like, so attached to how it's supposed to look. So I think that's really good. I love what you just said. Like, like it sparked something for
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
So I think that's such a great thing.
Great, great. Yeah, I love what you're saying. And it prompted me to share that I'm often working with women about their values, what's most important to them, because the things that are most important to you might be the things that you do want to make sure that you are directly taking care of and that you're intensely engaged with, right? And, you know, maybe be super mom in that realm, right? And but then the things that start to fall even a little bit lower on the priority list, if you will, you know, then how can you get more support in those areas? How can you let those be things that you even delegate or, you know, have other people be involved in? And then know, because if you've outlined your values and the priority of your values, then you know you're still engaged in what's most important to you. And then you can, you know, and then hopefully give yourself some permission to lighten up and let others in on other aspects.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Personally, one thing I'll share, Francielli, is that I thought when I became a mom that, and I'm speaking from personal experience here, I thought
mm-hmm.
that would make me less of everything else. I thought, because I'm a time management gal, so I think too often in terms of time, right? And I just thought, okay, I'm taking on a big role here, right? That is going to make me less of a business owner, less of a wife, less of a friend, less. And it has actually been my experience that it's the exact opposite. When we are moms, we do get in touch with what that's a gateway to helping us get in touch with what is most important to us. And I see now in my business, like I don't want to dedicate time to the piddly stuff or the stuff that doesn't make as big of a difference or the stuff that I used to feel like I had to do. But gosh, when push comes to shove, I really don't. All of the stuff that I like the most and get me the results I like the most. And it just has me being more intentional, thoughtful, resourceful. You know, moms are resourceful, and we find ways to integrate different areas of life to where I think that I can and many others can honestly say being a mom has made us better at all of those other roles. And that, like, I almost feel like crying when I say that, because at one point I just so did not think that was going to be possible. Mm-hmm. And it's lovely to say that it's truly been the experience.
Mm. I think that's really good, because I think the one thing that a lot of people say, like, what's the one thing that you can give advice for me, you know, when you're becoming a new parent? Oh, that's it. You're not going to have time to do anything. Get, you know, good luck. You're not going to get any sleep. And it's like, oh, wow. You know, that doesn't sound very fun.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, yes, of course, you know, you do lack sleep. And, you know, you have this little being that wants to eat all the time and poop and pee and all that, right? And at the same time, I don't see that as, okay, it's just changing around your schedule. Like, it's just conforming to this new, I mean, it's the same thing as if you were getting a job, like a new job, or you're, you know, going to a different, like, I don't know, like I'd say like a different country, moving there or something. You know, you have to conform to their changes that it works for you. So I think, you know, when people say, oh, you know, you're not going to have time, you're not, yeah, that's great. Thank you for sharing your point of view. And there's just so many other things that I can do so that it doesn't feel that way, right?
Exactly.
I think that's really important that we don't get caught up by everybody else's view of things. And it comes back to how is it uniquely fitting in for you? And I love that. You're such an advocate for that, because it's how you are doing it and not how everybody else is. It's just really great, the message, and just really what you're sharing and just coaching on. So that's what came up for me when you were saying all that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said. And I was thinking as you were talking about you know, people saying, oh, you're going to be so tired. And, you know, yeah, those first 6 weeks are a ride unlike no other. And, you know, to your point, we can choose to focus on the parts we're most joyous about, the parts that are working for us. And, again, if we're clear about our values, then we know, you know, which I was just specifically thinking, and, you know, I've done this values work with moms for 6 weeks and getting sleep. Now, your values might be such that, you know, you don't want someone to be able to do a bottle feeding. Maybe you want to be committed to, you know, full breastfeeding and doing that with your child. Okay, great. Well, then you're going to be feeding your child each time your child needs to be fed, and he won't be getting sleep during those times. But are you willing to let the house go for a while, or not see, you know, some of your friends for a little bit, and, you know, so you can be sleeping when baby's sleeping. Other people, their values are different, or their priorities. And okay, you know, I pumped and worked in those opportunities for dad to feed ASAP, you know, and created that as time, because I wasn't willing to not see some of my friends, and I probably was totally willing to let the house go. You know, so, but knowing that for yourself, right, and, you know, letting, so you have your, you know, it sounds so pragmatic, but, you know, I am pretty pragmatic in ways, you know, your game plan about how you're going to best take care of you during that time so you can best take care of baby.
So, yeah, that's really good.
Yeah, I was just starting to take everything that you were saying and, you know, applying it to that particular circumstance. And we can do that with each circumstance that we face.
Right, exactly. I think this is huge because it applies to many areas of our like, I guess, your new life, right, as a mom. that how can I apply this to all my areas? So because you're going to be mom, you're going to be friend, you're going to be wife or, you know, sometimes single mom.
Mm-hmm.
I was single mom, so I totally get it. So, you know, you got to apply that to all areas so that all
mm-hmm.
areas don't feel like left out. And that goes back to your values, right? Like what's important to you? So those are the areas that are
mm-hmm.
important to you. And how can we apply that to your life? Like that's what I'm hearing that you
mm-hmm.
should really coach on. So I think that's really, really, really huge. Yeah, really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like I could keep going and going. You'll let me know when we need to wrap up. Talking about different areas of life, I think, is amazing. And if we're stuck in one area of life, you know, if we can't figure out how to make the decision in regards to pregnancy or childcare or whatever it is, sometimes we can look to what's working or how we make choices in other areas of life and bring mm-hmm. that, bring what's working, bring what we've learned in another area of life to this area of life that we're struggling with or are stuck for the moment.
Mm-hmm.
It might not be the exact same solution, but I think often it's a starting point. You know, people ask me, how do I make these kinds of choices? They're so important. And it does seem like us expecting moms that there's some choice we get hung up on during pregnancy, whether it's where to deliver or what kind of childcare or what kind of stroller to buy or what kind of car seat. Like there's something that gets us. How do we make this choice? Well, I usually say, well, how do you make other choices in life? Like how would you decide which car to buy? Or not that it will
mm-hmm.
exactly work that same way, but it's a starting point. And
yeah.
You know, you might decide in this area of life to throw in a little bit more intuition than rationale, or even vice versa. But
mm-hmm.
you know, it's a starting point. You know how to make decisions in other areas of life. Bring that knowing to here.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, you know, we just feel overwhelmed because it's something new and, you know, it might be something that carries a different kind of emotion with it.
Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm. Well, we have about a minute left.
Okay.
Do you want to share your email? So if anybody has any more questions, they can reach out to you. I will also have a link. I know that you do have full-time mom offer. You can also share that as well. And I'll have that everything on how to find you, the link to, you know, get a hold of you and all of that on my blog on fulltimemom.org.
Oh, terrific.
But,
terrific.
Know, yeah, definitely. And, of course, like share how they can get a hold of you if they do have any additional questions or, you know, anything along those lines.
Okay, great. Thanks. Yeah, you can reach me at Amy, A-M-Y, at lovingthepregnantyou.com. And that is also the website address, www.lovingthepregnantyou.com. And you can see on the website underneath the services, or underneath pregnancy coaching, there is a way to get to sign up for a free pregnancy coaching session so that you can see what that's like, what you can get out of it. So that would be the offer that we can offer. And I would love to talk to anyone in the full-time mom community further about anything on your hearts and minds.
Yes, definitely. And I definitely recommend if you have any questions or just take advantage of that free coaching offer because she's phenomenal. I just love you, Amy. You're so great.
Thank you. I feel the same, Franciele. Thank you so much for this time. It went by so quickly.
I know, doesn't it? Isn't it funny? Yeah, I tell everybody that. That's when I'm on the radio show. It's going to go by quick. I'm going to, but it, you think, man, 1 hour, what am I going to talk about? And then it's like, okay, it's done. So I think that's the fun part of just talking, you know, we're just talking about motherhood. So thank you again for just your time and your expertise and just your sharing. We really do appreciate it. So thank you.
Thank you. You're a great host, Franciele. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a good rest of the week. We'll talk soon.
Thank you. You too.
So that was Amy Riley, Loving the Pregnant You. She's phenomenal in terms of just really breaking down things, right? I think we get so caught up in the situation or just what's going on within us, especially when we're pregnant. I think we're so emotional because I've been so emotional lately. It's been, like, really exhausting at times and, you know, just the thoughts and things like that. And sometimes we just need someone to kind of, like, shake us up and say, hey, like, this is really not, this is not really what's going on. This is all in your head, right? So I really recommend that, you know, if it's not Amy, then it's someone that you're partnering up with so that you can really stand in spots of positivity and just support. I think it's so huge. And I love the saying, it takes a village to raise a child. That's really just what our stand is at Full Time Mom is, yes, we're like that village. We're the village for you moms so that you have the support, the empowerment, and just the stories, because, you know, it's so important that we're sharing what we're going through so that someone else can see the light. So just thank you always for listening to us and being with us every Mommy Monday at noon. Here in Chicago, it's noon. So I just really appreciate it. Just you guys are an amazing audience. Just the feedback I always get from everybody, it's so great. So thank you so, so much. So I'm going to close it off. Have a wonderful rest of the week, mommies. Stay positive. It's okay if you need to take 5 minutes just to, you know, brush it off or just need a little bit of moment to yourself or just 5 minutes to really be thankful, right? To really embrace, like, hey, this is so great. It's really, really great. So once again, you've been listening to PWN Radio, Woman in the Morning. I hope you've enjoyed today's program, Mommy Mondays with Full-Time Mom. Don't forget to listen to our next show next week, noon. Visit us at pwnradio.net if you have any questions or concerns or anything like that about PWN Radio, Woman in the Morning. I am Franciele Daly. Have a wonderful and blessed day. Bye, guys.